I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Saturday is May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo in Mexico, and there are two annual events that are taking advantage of that holiday. The first one is in Oak Bluffs.
This is the Martha's Vineyard Big Chili Contest. It's been happening for 32 years, but it's typically taken place in the winter. This year, it's happening on Cinco de Mayo, and chili lovers can head over to the Portuguese American Club in Oak Bluffs from 10:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's going to be food, of course, and music for the event, and you can taste and vote for the best amateur and best professional chili. Tickets also allow access for guests over 21 to an after party to continue the fun. The contest benefits the Red Stocking Fund of Martha's Vineyard, and that helps island families in need.
Then two celebrations combine in Kituit.
The Kituit Center for the Arts has an annual Kentucky Derby Gala, and this is their fifth year. And so since it's happening on Cinco de Mayo, they're kind of mashing up the two holidays in different ways. That will include drinks of mint juleps or drinks of bourbon margaritas. For the Derby, there's going to be several different ways of betting on the horses. They have photo opportunities with real horses. Everyone can dress in big hats, and there's going to be a hat parade and contest. There will be raffles, a buffet dinner, some surprise events, and then watching the big race on the center's movie screen. The whole event is going to happen from 3:30 to 7 o'clock on Saturday.
There will be an opening reception for a few different art exhibits on Friday evening at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth, including for one group that's celebrating a big anniversary.
The Cape Cod Viewfinders Camera Club is taking over two of the rooms at the Cultural Center in celebration of its 60th anniversary. The reception for that exhibit and others is going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, but the photographs by the various members of the club will be on display through May 27th if you can't get there on Friday. The club is still based in Harwich, and it has more than 90 active members now after starting up in January 1958. The members say a lot has changed since they started up, including digital photos rather than worrying about film, plus being able to share their photos on social media. And they still meet the first and third Wednesday of every month at the First Congregational Church of Harwich.
And fans of 1960s folk and rock will have a chance Saturday night to see Roger McGuinn, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's singing at Cape Cod Community College.
This is a show that's happening at 7:30 on Saturday, and it's being presented by PAM at Performing Arts Center, which is in North Truro, but it's bringing its acts down to the Mid-Cape. Roger has an interview in our Cape Week this Friday, and he says his concert is going to be sort of like a one-man play. He called it the story of how my love of folk music took me to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He is a guitarist and singer who's best known for being part of the Byrds, and some of the hits is Mr. Tambourine Man, Turn, 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 All I Really Want to Do, and a lot of others that I'm sure you know. He talked to our writer about playing songs written by Bob Dylan and working with Dylan, what it was like to reach the top of the music charts, and writing the theme for the 1969 movie Easy Rider. So check out the interview in Friday's Cape Week, and then the concert is Saturday night.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.